This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, podcast people.
Hello.
Hello, podcast people.
I say this with absolutely no shame.
I don't know.
I say this with no shame because you were very unwell.
Hello.
How... I remember in school when I was often a genuine sick day. Do you remember when you were a kid, you might get sick once overnight and be like, yes, I'm off tomorrow.
Yeah. Like I'm going to use this.
One vom and you're like, that is it. I am off school tomorrow.
There's something in that. And how did you fake being sick?
At school.
Like when you were a kid, to convince your mom. I used to hold the laptop because my laptop used to overheat. And so I used to hold the laptop up on my forehead. And my mom would come in and go, Jesus Christ, you're burning up.
That's feckin' brilliant.
And then she'd go,
such a little shit.
I know. And then she'd go, why is there little grey, like why is there little marks on your forehead? And I was like, having a clue, don't know what's going on, it's sickness. Obviously the
my
fan,
my skin is withering.
The grates from the fan in the laptop just created this like mark on my thing.
That's great, but that's to be a great one for the show.
And but now we'll do an experiment on the show. How much battery radiation does Dave have in his forehead?
Tell me about day by day, say minus the sickness element, What did your days entail last week?
Oh.
I don't want to hear about the sickness. I want to hear how you spent your time.
Okay. Yeah, what did you watch?
So,
what did you do? What did you eat? Who did you see? What did you do?
I did. Okay, I'm trying to think back on... It was Tuesday that I came back to work after the long weekend. Not feeling great. And I was like, I shouldn't have come to work on the Tuesday. But I was thinking maybe going out would do something.
And sometimes when you do wake up like that, you clear up after an hour or two.
Yeah, anyway. And at the end of the show, I even said, oh, I'm feeling better.
Yeah.
And then I sat down at my desk and felt horrible. So I got home about midday.
Don't want to hear about sickness, just what you did.
Went to sleep.
Great.
I slept until 5 o'clock on Tuesday.
Whoa. Nice.
Tuesday.
It's like my
afternoon.
Average nap.
So that's 5 hours.
That'll be very long for me now.
Solid sleep. That's not a nap.
That's a sleep joke.
Got up feeling kind of hungry. We had the, I don't know if you've ever had it, the M&S curry deal. They have
heard about this.
It's like an Indian takeaway in a massive box from M&S. It's about 16 quid.
I've wanted to buy that so many times.
Two curries, rice, naan bread, onion bargees, sagaloo. That's the
second time
you'll hear that on the show today. Had that an hour later, threw it up. Sorry.
Oh God. Sorry. I love the way you say onion bargees. Like
onion bargees.
I don't think we have that. We don't really have bargees in Ireland that much, do we? Like, is that a thing?
You can get them. In my Indian, you can get a bargee.
We'd say bargee.
Oh, sorry. Onion bargee.
B-A-R.
No, but it's like your accent,
So then I threw up then, and then that's when the appetite just left me.
Yeah, that's mad that you got sick, because I thought you had a cough.
No, I had a cough and I was kind of snotty.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of all played to it in terms of like blocking the airways and sinuses. And
I'm hearing a lot about the illness.
Sorry.
I know. I don't want to talk about illness again.
And then I went back to sleep, woke up, had a slice of toast with butter. Couldn't stomach it. Went back to sleep. Literally all I've done is sleep. I didn't watch anything Bar Big Brother.
Oh, really?
Oh, for feck's sake, I thought like you were going to be able to tell us about your fun sick days. Remember in school when you'd catch up on all the best shows, get obsessed with the show, go on a deep dive, read a book,
I couldn't look at screens much. I was doing a tiny bit of stuff for you at home on my laptop screen. And like after 15 minutes, my head was going wobbly and I couldn't stare. I just had to literally sit down and just... And I wasn't really sleeping at night then because I was sleeping during the day because I couldn't do anything else.
How about reading? Did you do any reading?
No, because I couldn't concentrate on
anything. Well, this is good crack.
Anything.
I thought
I'm really sorry. Apart from
you
Big
were really
Brother,
sick, to be fair.
My friend, I was telling you, actually, well, no, I wasn't telling you on the show, but she bent over to pick up a towel after a shower there the other week and she tore a muscle in the bottom of her back and she basically can either only stand or lie down. And she's in a hoop for the next few weeks. But she watched the live action Scooby-Doo movie. And I was like,
great
that's,
film.
Fucking
that's
love
a
that
sick
man.
Watch.
Yeah.
That's what I was hoping from you in this moment.
And number two, Monsters Unleashed or something, isn't that?
Scooby-Doo one? Monsters Unleashed is number two, yeah.
Oh, well.
So good.
I would definitely start some shit series if I was off sick. Like that, like, you know, I always think, because when I was a child, I broke my leg really badly and I was off school for so long because, like, I was in a really, really bad cast.
Yeah.
Like, bum, basically. And Jesus, the shit I watched. Oh, I had a ball of a
time. The Disney Channel got absolutely fleeced.
It also didn't help on Thursday. Me and Jess had to go and move into Jess's mum's for 2 weeks because she's gone to Florida. So then there was kind of like looking after the animals and stuff. And now the good thing about Jess's mum's is she's got Virgin Media Tally. So it has like the catch up and things like that. And I was scrolling through and saying, oh, maybe there's something on there. And I came across Impractical Jokers. Oh, I was like, I haven't watched that in ages. I used to love Impractical Jokers. Didn't find it funny.
I don't understand.
No. I just like...
This is depressing.
No, I was so sad because I was like, I just want a bit of fun.
They're like so famous. How do they still make shows? Yeah. It baffles
me. Yeah. Do they still do it?
Yeah, they come up on my TikTok all the time. I just don't find that stuff funny at all. So I just scroll on.
I cringe sometimes. Yeah, like, go over and knock over the apples in the supermarket. I'm like,
it had its moment, yes. I think.
There was one of the ones that they were doing where they were holding a bag of oranges and then they had to drop the bag of oranges and kind of make the person who helped them with the oranges fall in love with them. Right. But it was just a bit weird because it was guys hitting on girls and the girls didn't want to be part of it. And it was just like, this isn't, I'm not enjoying this.
Yeah,
I know.
Awful.
Yeah.
Feel uncomfortable.
Okay, we will talk to you back live in the morning from 7. If you're not a live kind of person and you prefer the pod, well, enjoy it. And good luck.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up, Emma, Dave and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
Good morning, it is 3 minutes after 7 this Monday, the 25th of March. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin. What's going on?
Good morning, what's going on?
Good morning.
Brand new week, how are we?
I'm feeling good, feeling nice. It was super bright when I walked in this morning, it was gorgeous. I went to Bray with my boyfriend Alex on Saturday. We just got up and we said, will we go to Bray? And we had a lovely day in Bray.
I love Bray.
What brought Bray to your mind?
I don't know, I was kind of feeling an explore-y day.
I get you.
And I kind of wanted to do like a mini hike, but not really a real hike. And we don't have a car, so it's grand. You can get the dart or whatever. So we did Bray Head and it was like so windy up there. It was really, really windy on Saturday.
My housemates did Bray Head last week and they brought me back a stone from on top of the mountain.
Oh, nice.
They could have actually got that from the bottom, I'm not sure.
Yeah, or the beach.
or the just outside the house.
Yeah, that's actually...
We forgot to bring them home.
Very true.
That would sound a bit like them. but it was like glorious sunshine, but so windy. And then we queued up to get fish and chips, obviously.
Lovely.
Because got to do this.
Yeah.
And the chipper thing was like a real small little, like, it wasn't like a Macari's or Capri grill chipper.
Yeah,
it was like a little hut and it was very authentic looking. And there was a good queue in front of us. So I was like, this'll be good. They had, which you could add to your order, bread and butter for €1.
Oh, love it.
Yes, please. I loved that option. I thought that was
like
great.
Brennan's bread?
Yeah.
Not toasted though.
No, chip sandwich, Dave.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You can't be having a toasty chip sandwich.
I kind of forgot that chip sandwiches were a thing and I just thought, who wants toast with their chips?
No.
I get what you mean now.
I'm a sucker for a chip sandwich. But the girl in front of me ordered the strangest thing from a chipper.
Go on.
A fresh cod and a Capri Sun.
No.
No chips.
God help
no
us
chip.
All.
No chips.
Oh, that's weird.
And the girl with her just ordered a chicken burger. No chips. I just thought that was so strange.
That's even just the bizarre combo. I'm a strong believer in your drink needs to complement what you're eating.
Yeah, a Capri Sun.
So even if I was out on a night out and everyone wants, like, you know, I'd be like, I need a Coke Zero at my dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I think a Coke Zero complements whatever you're eating.
Yeah,
or like
I feel like a Coke
really
would go with a chipper.
I just really want a Capri Sun now. That's all I want.
I want a fresh cod, singular, in the palm of my hand to munch while I walk.
I'd take that chicken burger now.
What a weird choice.
6 minutes after 7, Emma, Dave and Aisling, it's a new week. Let's do this. Feel good
the morning. Spins Fully Charged with now.
Beyonce, Texas Hold'em on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Are you doing any big album release party on Friday party thing, Ash?
Oh, you must be.
Well, the weird thing is I'm actually going to be in Vietnam on Friday.
Oh.
So I've been thinking that I'm going to have to get into a Wi-Fi zone quick and download the whole album. And
oh, you're going to be...
It'll be the sound of the trip.
Download the whole album as if she's like, we're in the 1990s.
Onto a floppy disk. Burn it off a few times so you don't run out in your Walkman.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to be that annoying person on your holiday who just is over in the corner listening intently to a Beyonce album. Actually, imagine...
Stop it, guys. Just one second.
Yeah, Ash, can we play something else now? It's already the country vibe at the moment.
No, I imagine...
We're getting ready to go out.
I imagine you sitting in the corner on your own so intently as if you're like studying for your leaving. So Beyonce album.
Writing down the lyrics.
Yeah, it doesn't even look like an enjoyable experience. Like, she's really stressed.
Rewinding.
Really stressed.
Wait, what was that?
This song has just hit a million streams on Spotify. Kygo and Ava Max. It's Whatever It's Been.
It Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Kygo I go Ava Max and whatever on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. My bad. I just went into that song and said, they've just reached a million streams on Spotify, which I still think that's pretty good going. It's only out about a month and a half or something.
However, it is Ava Max.
Yeah, that's true.
And Kygo. Kygo. I would say arguably is the bigger name there. 100 million streams reached.
Very good.
Either way, I'd be celebrating.
Yeah, happy out.
Happy out, yeah. But prefer... they probably hit a million streams about 10 minutes after they uploaded.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
True. We interviewed Ava Max, I'm pretty sure.
We did, yeah.
Yeah, didn't we? She was cool.
She was.
I want to tell you a story that's going to make you anxious of a Monday.
Oh, great. Oh, dear,
so get ready for it. I don't know, I read the story and I just felt so bad for this one person that I was like, I feel anxious just reading this. There's a guy basically in South Wales, right? And a landfill in South Wales is being guarded around the clock from Bitcoin hunters seeking a fortune, right?
Oh,
because
dear.
James Howell is a guy in South Wales who was an early investor in cryptocurrency, has 8,000 Bitcoin.
Stop.
From years ago, right?
So for context, do you know the price of one Bitcoin right now?
I think it's maybe about 30 grand or something like that.
I actually think it might be like 50.
Is it 50? Is
it
gone to 50?
Yeah, it's crazy.
But his partner accidentally threw away a hard drive containing the passkey that would allow him to access the Bitcoin.
Oh, and
because he'd been storing it in a black bin bag.
Yeah, that is shocking.
Isn't that like, wouldn't that send shivers down your spine?
But 62 grand, the price of one Bitcoin.
What?
Yeah. And he's got 8,000.
Yeah.
Imagine the arguments in that house. So she accidentally put it into, or he, no, sorry. So he had it in a black bag.
He had it in a black bin bag, yeah. And it was a hard drive with just a pass key on it.
Oh,
dear. Or the software anyway to get into it. But the estimated worth of the Bitcoin will likely stand at approximately 1.5 billion by the end of the year if Bitcoin continues on its current trajectory. So unfortunately, retrieving the hard drive would require excavating a potential 100,000 tons of rubbish buried under the Newport Household Waste Recycling Centre, which is in New Wales, in South Wales, and the council are saying no.
No way.
Oh. Right?
Okay, isn't a couple of things here. One, what are your rights if you've put something to the dump?
I don't know.
Like, if you own something, but you've put it in a dump,
I'm
surely
thinking,
that, like, retrieves your ownership to it.
I would say you're probably not allowed because... then everyone would be coming to see what they could find in the dump.
Yeah, and pretending that I dropped this off, but
didn't
mean
but
to.
But they're just
thing.
Trying to maybe look in other people's rubbish and get something.
I presume when you drop things off at a dump, like, you probably do sign away your rights to that stuff,
I'd
you would imagine.
You
and then B, how do people know it's there? Like, why are they bothering to guard it? How did this leak that your man had thrown
out? He's obviously been saying it down
He's
the
obviously
pub.
Been saying it,
He was on the
Daily Mail doing an interview. And I'm like, will you shut up about it? Like,
he's trying to recoup some of the funds anyway for himself.
Well, you see, a worker at the centre was interviewed as well. They said there's 24-hour security. Everyone who works there knows what's supposed to be buried in this landfill under the hills. But the other problem is, where would they start looking? The two small hills cover several acres.
Okay.
They'd never find it. Some of the stuff that arrives is sent off to the incinerators. Anyway, even if the council gave permission, it would be like looking for a needle in a haystack, he said. It'd be impossible. Unless the computer stuff has some sort of like homing device or, just some sort of tracker or whatever.
But it should put an air tag on it.
Yeah, honestly. But he said the fella should just forget about it and move on. And I'm like, how can you forget about it and move on? What a stupid thing to say.
Yeah.
You can't. Like, it's 8,000 Bitcoin, 1.5 billion.
I love to think of like the workers in the dump being like, no way.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they've got
they
a whole like system of people trawling through the rubbish.
Your man
There's a great
said,
movie in it.
Yeah, very
there
true.
Really is.
Your man said that he'd offered the council 10 mil if he got the money, if he got the thing.
I would say
that's like loose change.
Yeah, exactly.
He said they want me to go away and forget about it, but how could anyone? Why should I back down? All I want is a chance to get my property back. He also said that there's companies who dig for buried treasure in the ocean. And why is this any different? Like, he wants to dig for his buried treasure in the dump that, look, let's be real, it's probably been incinerated by now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I genuinely feel so bad for him. And I was like, surely this story isn't like, you know...
legit.
This is not even legit, but like, it must be from ages ago. It's literally from yesterday.
Oh no.
Do you know what I mean? I feel so sick.
Imagine the rows in that house, lads.
I need to send some good vibes.
Yeah, good
universal
energy.
Vibes to this man.
I hope he wins the lotto or something.
Yeah.
Well, I also would like to know, and again, Like, grand. I'm just, my brain is wondering, why did he not cash in on that already? If it's worth that much money, why is he even
Like, what were you waiting for?
I suppose he was waiting for waiting for it to go as much as possible.
Yeah. Here's Central C, the new one from him here at Spin this morning. It's called I Will. You're with Emma, Dave, and Aisling. Good morning.
You put on your best fit to the club tonight.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Sam Smith and Kim Petras, that's Unholy here at Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling. We're here with Now. You can stream World Class Entertainment. What's going on?
Morning.
How are you? So, I need to update you.
I don't know what that sounded like. It sounded like Marge Simpson. It
sounded like a character from The Den.
Hiya, homie. How are you, Dustin?
I told you on the show on Friday that I was in touch with my friend because I was going to Waterford this weekend to catch up with family and friends. And I was in touch with my friend, Claire. And I said, do you want to go for a few drinks or something on Saturday night? What are you thinking? And she said, now I hate to on your plans, but I'm thinking more wholesome vibes.
Yeah. See, I would never be friends with someone like this. This is your first mistake.
Would you be up for a sea swim and a hot pod on Sunday morning?
Sunday morning.
Now, a hot pod, these are like transportable saunas, essentially, that show up on the coast of Waterford at different times, and there's a few of them in rotation.
Oh, do they roll them around different areas?
Yeah, it's some moneymaker, lads. Okay. It's unreal. Anyway, it was fully booked out, so the only slot we could get was 8:30 in the morning.
Oh,
anyway, Saturday night rolls around, so I'm starting to get really nervous for multiple reasons. One, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
Two, I also don't want to be the person to let my friend down and be the person who arrives on the beach going, I can't do it.
Yeah.
That also sucks when you're actually excited.
Yous are so, like, I feel like it's a girl thing, but yous are so good to your friends. But it's like, if my mate said, do you want to go for a hot pot at 8:30? I'd be like, are you tick? What a stupid question.
On a Sunday?
No, I don't want to
go. We'll go to the pub and you'll be happy with that.
Exactly.
Like, obviously, the sea swimmers community is huge. So I did learn a few things about the sea swimmers community during my experience.
Oh, go on.
First of all, I didn't have togs or a dry robe or anything. And my mother is a seasoned sea swimmer, so I was very happy to help. She said, oh, I have everything ready for you. The Crocs. Also, a tip I learned was bring a bucket, because you can just throw all your wet gear into the bucket and deal with it later rather than getting soggy.
Me here thinking, in case you want to build a sandcastle.
Yeah, that would actually have been more fun. So we rock up and meet at 8:10 on the coast on Sunday morning.
Oh my God, Emma.
My alarm goes off in bed at 7:45 on a Sunday. And I have a voice note from her and I go, oh, literally, I woke up and went, please be cancelling. Please be cancelling. And it was like, hey, I'm on the way. I just woke up. I'm going to stop for a couple of coffees. What do you want? And then obviously you just kind of get out of bed. You're like, okay, come on, she's on the way. Get moving.
There's nothing I can
do. So pick up all the bits at the door my mom has left out for me.
That's cute.
And my God, did my eyes open to the world of sea swimmers on a Sunday morning. The coast was bloody
everywhere.
They were so prepped. There was people arriving with hot water bottles. There was people running the beach to warm themselves up and then run in.
And it was a chilly weekend.
It was absolutely freezing.
I thought it was Baltic all weekend.
The cold, I cannot tell you. I was running down with her through the beach and I was absolutely freezing, and I'm not even at the water at this stage. This is just the sea breeze. I was like,
you're in a swimming togs. You're not in a wetsuit.
I was like, I have absolutely no business being on the Waterford coast in a swimming togs at 8:00 in the morning.
You're not in a wetsuit.
In March.
No.
Oh my God.
So off my friend went, jang, straight in. My feet literally touched the wet sand and it felt like piercing ice up through my soles.
Yeah.
I said, nah, man, I'm bowing out. I can't. And she just, come on. I was like, just give me a minute. Then there's the sea swimmer, Shame. While she was duck diving and all the rest and half doing handstands in the Baltic water, out come other women being like, would you get in, for God's sake?
Just keep running. Yeah.
So then we had our hot paw booking. I just went, look, sorry, I can't. Ran into the hot pod.
No.
Wait. Into the hot pod, right? And I was like, great, I'm off the hook now. We're in the hot pod, hot
sauna. No one can see me.
Yeah.
Packed. And I was sweating. And I was like, this is great. Now I'm off the hook. Grand shirt. It's nice to get a sauna in, value for money. And then she said, right, come on. I said, what? She said, no, what you do when you book the hot pot is you get back in to warm yourself up and then you get back into the sea again.
Oh, yeah. My God.
And I was like, oh, sweet.
Then it'd be even colder, though, when you get into the sea. If you go from hot, really hot, like, air, yeah, and you get into cold
water. I've done it once before. That's kind of the point, I think, to, like, open and close your pores. And you're supposed to finish with the sea
slip. Just keep the pores closed. Why do people feel the need? People are obsessed with opening their pores, and I'm sick of it.
That's so fair. Anyway, round two, back in. She genuinely, literally, like a wave is coming and she's like Little Mermaid diving through it.
Stop.
And I just
head
get
under
up
and everything.
I got my bum in. That's as far as I could.
That's still good.
That's
I went above the hip and I just said, I'm really sorry. This isn't for me. Next time, can we just go for a few drinks to catch up?
On a Saturday night.
I guarantee it. You can imagine all of them like, oh, she's been living in Dublin too long now. She's gone. The country girl is gone on her. She's nothing like she was.
She's not tough anymore.
You,
not
5 years ago, you would have got into that scene. Nobody.
Oh,
I'm a Dublin girl now.
Yeah, that's you.
Dua Lipa and Evan Spin. Good morning. Like,
that's not my name.
What?
All right, I'm excited for another round of this game called That's Not My Name. We get you on, and with no hints or clues, we guess your name. If we get your name wrong, you say, that's not my name, and we move on to the next person, and we cry. But if we guess it correct, we all celebrate.
Oh, it's a great feeling.
And then we send you out 12 IMC cinema passes.
And we ask the government to announce another bank holiday.
Yes, and we ask IMC for more cinema passes, because we're now... skint. We have asked you to send in a voice note of you telling us what your name is. Only producer Callum has heard that voice note. We're going to play it out for you listening now so that you're in on the joke. But we're all going to take our headphones off as we do that, so we won't be able to hear this.
Bearing in mind, if we do guess your name correctly this morning, there's 12 IMC cinema passes to go on this. So the stakes are high, huge. Headphones off. Can we go, Callum?
Yeah. My name is Louise.
And off we go.
That's player one. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, player one. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, really thank good. You. Okay, bright and bubbly. Player one, is your name Zara?
That's not my name.
Okay. Player one, is your name Jennifer?
That's not my name.
Ugh. Oh, he really had his eyes closed there, really trying to get mystic.
Player one, is your name Sarah?
That's not my name.
Oh, Sarah. No. Not Sarah, I mean. You kill me.
Right, player one, what's your name? Reveal yourself.
Louise.
Oh, Louise.
Sugar.
A lovely name.
My sister is Sarah.
Get her to enter.
I got a vibe.
It's in the family. It's in the family. Yeah.
Nice. Sorry, one, Louise.
Have a lovely day. Sorry, Louise. Bye-bye.
Sarah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, headphones off again. Let's try again, guys.
Yes, player again. Two.
My name is Emma.
And off we go.
Player two standing by. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
Grand.
Okay, I've got
grand,
a vibe.
Okay, she's grand.
Grand. Cool. Grand.
Okay.
Player two, is your name Claudia?
That's not my name.
Oh, I like the singing.
I do like the singing. Player two, is your name Janice?
That's not my name.
Okay.
That was a bit niche.
Why am I only going with J's?
Player two, is your name Megan?
That's not my name.
Sugar.
Player two, reveal yourself.
Emma.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
No problem.
I should have known.
You let her down. You let her down. How did you not know?
I'm so sorry. That was terrible, Emma. I'll have a terrible day now because of that.
Thanks for singing, Emma.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, headphones off.
One more. I'm good feeling about this.
Our last chance.
My name is Keith.
Let's go.
All right, player three.
Player three.
Hi, player three.
Hiya.
Good weekend?
Yeah, great.
Good, okay. Player three, is your name Kieran?
Nope.
That's not your name.
Player
That's
two.
Not my name.
Three.
Player three, is your name Darren?
That's not my name.
Oh, damn it.
I'm going to get it. Player three, come on. Is your name Kevin?
That's not my name.
Player three, what is your name? I'm so curious now.
My name is Keith.
Oh, no, I swear to God, I was thinking Keith or Kieran. I actually swear on my life.
And
this
Kevin
sucks.
It's in the realm of.
I know. Because really, I thought we covered everything between Darren, Keith, and. Or Darren, Kieran, and.
Yeah, Kevin.
I'm like,
pretty sure
that's all the men's names.
There's no other men's names.
I'm so sorry about that, Keith, but thank you.
Oh, awesome.
Good
no
luck.
Problem, thank you.
Bye. So we're up to what, 14?
14 next week. Do we even have them in the bank, producer Callum?
I got a fresh batch a couple of
did
days.
Yeah.
But I wasn't telling anyone because otherwise I'd be like, you get 10 cinema passes and you get 10 cinema passes.
Oprah Winfrey over here.
Even my dad this weekend talked about how he used IMC cinema passes as currency on this show.
Lou, wasn't it the shortest quiz on Friday as well? I wasn't here, so you probably gave away 7 million.
Yeah, we did give away a lot.
That was a busy one in your absence.
Yikes.
Anne-Marie and Shania Twain now. This is Unhealthy It Spins.
Spins fully charged, recharged.
Playing Malahide this summer, Shania Twain on the team up with Anne-Marie. That's Unhealthy. I went
on a walk the other day and I just listened to non-stop Shania Twain. It was amazing.
It was a top tier walk.
Would highly recommend.
I love when you're on a walk and you're like listening to a particular song and you look around at people and you're like, I bet nobody thinks I'm listening to Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Yeah.
I bet you I don't look like that kind of person.
Yeah, but you're like, but I'm having a great time in here.
It's such main character energy.
It really is.
And it makes everything look like a movie when you've headphones in, I believe. Coming up, we're playing the golden ticket, that holiday to Corfu to go, all with thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Register now to get on air with the word golden, 087-711-1038.
Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up, rise and shine.
Good morning. It's 4 minutes after eight. You're with Emma, Dave, and Ashling here on Spin on a Monday morning. But for lots of people, another short week.
Ready to rise and shine, guys. What's going on?
It's not really a thing to have Good Friday off for most people, though.
Yeah, no. We probably need to be a little bit careful with how we brag. I know, but yeah, a lot of places don't have Good Friday off. I've never had it before. Yeah, we're very blessed.
Since this place.
Yeah.
Oh, say nothing. Let them keep it.
Yeah, true.
As long as possible. I was telling you on the show before that sometimes when I owe someone a message back, i.e. like, you text me really quickly about something for the show. Obviously, like, those messages you get back to straight away. But you know, if it's like a friend who's away for a while or someone who you really need to have a good catch up with, oftentimes like that deserves a bit of time to sit down and write a message and you don't reply instantaneously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I would always pin the messages to the top that I'm due to get back to. And the oldest one I have is from the 18th of March that I need to get back.
Oh my God.
That's a lie.
I'm going to say that's not that long.
The 3rd of March I have here, okay? So I consider that pretty long. I really need to sort that out and get back to that person.
I don't think I could do that. I'd have too much anxiety. I'd need to respond on the day.
I always feel like, listen, you've been pinned for 2 weeks. I'm thinking of you every time I open my WhatsApp. Just haven't gotten back to you just yet. But I think this is the longest. This example of a late reply has to be the longest out there. I saw this over the weekend from a guy called Russell. He says, very entertained by someone I matched and had a brief conversation with 14 months ago, reappearing with, sorry for the late response. So on the 1st of February 2023, heya, it's Russell. Reply from this person, morning, sorry I fell asleep, how are you? He replies, all right, at work. Reply from this person, are you not sleepy? You went to bed pretty late. Yeah, but standard for me, how's your day? Nothing.
Okay.
Yesterday. How's your weekend going, XX? I've been up and down a lot. Sorry for the late response.
How long was it?
Up and down for 14 months.
14 months 14. Later.
What in God's name are you doing? That's a dare.
That's funny.
Like a part of me is like, you need to, I hope they get together and live happily ever after forever.
Yeah, I know.
14 months later. And I'm sure there's people like that who'd be like, Jesus, never got back to that person. That was a while ago. Now it's probably too late.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, that's a good lesson though. If you have a message that you have for like a month and you think it's too late, it's really not.
Yeah, that's fair. It's the way it kind of works.
14 months
days,
is the cutoff then, is it? Like, anything after that is ridiculous.
Then it's a bit too long. We're going to play the golden ticket. We want to send you on your holidays to Corfu. We're going to play next.
Three, two, one. Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Emma, Dave and Ashling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
All right.
This is the week, lads. This is the week. I'm telling you, this is the week.
Yeah, you're such a Man United fan.
We never say this, but this is the week.
Yeah.
You sound such a Man United fan with that attitude.
You know you've been through it before.
Yeah, he
can handle the disappointment.
This is the week. This is the week, lads.
You sound really convincing. Your voice just went up a whole octave there. Right, we want to send you to Corfu on your holidays on the golden ticket. All with thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Say it with me. You can predict what we're going to say, but we would love this to go. Charlene is hoping to make our dreams come true. Did you have a quiet weekend, Charlene? You did?
I did indeed. I did some cooking and hung out with kids.
Oh, the kids are here.
Oh, hello, kids.
Hi, kids. I love kids.
Charlene, what did you cook for you and the kids over the weekend?
We made naan bread and sagaloo and butter chicken.
Naan bread.
Oh. Stop the light. Hang on. Did you make the naan bread from scratch?
Yeah.
Get it, girl.
I love that. What was that second thing you said? Sagaloo?
Yes. spicy potatoes.
Potatoes, yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Neither have I. There's so many different types of potatoes. And I what's the one I always say is dolphin noise?
Dolphin what?
Dolphin what? Yeah, that one.
And hang on, a butter chicken. Oh. That's unreal.
The vegetarian is salivating at the mouth here.
There's just some Indian dishes that they just haven't been able to master.
So your kids obviously aren't too fussy then when it comes to spices and things like that, no?
Oh, no, they're very good, very adventurous, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Very
good. That would have been kids.
Like, waffles, please.
Yeah, yeah, please.
Yeah, they can't wait to taste the food in Corfu.
I love that.
They're already ready to go.
That's the spirit.
Brilliant. I've already got
Charlene.
The board shorts packed.
What are you doing for the rest of the day, Charlene? You going to work? Are you chilling out? What are you doing?
Chilling out. The kids are off school today, so we'll probably do some movie time.
Amazing. Yeah. That sounds like,
I would have lived there.
Yeah, you sound like a great mom, Charlene. You sound unreal. And you're going to see if you can get this holiday office to Corfu. Are the kids going to help you?
Yes, indeed. And whoever helps me the most gets to come with me.
Okay. Well, this is Emma, Dave and Aisling's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
Yes.
Amazing. Guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds and you win the ultimate break in Corfu. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to tell us one artist that's on the song. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know the tune, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once though, and you can't do it on the final tune. So if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Charlene?
Yes, please.
Happy Days here to give you some rules. One more rule is Aisling Bonner.
You know what I'm going to say? Just to say that if the kids are helping you, that's absolutely fine, but you have to be the one that gives the answer, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool beans.
Nice one, Charlene. You got 25 seconds on the clock. Where are you from, by the way?
Scaries.
Charlene from Scaries. 25 seconds on the clock in song one. Playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
We used to be giants.
Giants. Dermot Kennedy.
Yes. Stop the clock.
You got well done. All on your own. Giants, Dermot Kennedy. You got that in 3.5 seconds. We have 21.5 seconds left. 4 songs and a swap.
And a swap. Amazing. Amazing start, Charlene. Let's go for song two. With 21 seconds on the clock. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I do my hair toss.
Stop the clock. Sorry. What the hell?
That's
it's
it.
It's like exactly how we try and prompt people to play this game. Lizzo Gazelle.
That's what I'm talking about.
The quickest answer we may have ever gotten. You got that in 2 seconds exactly.
Well
or three
done.
Seconds. 18 seconds left. So 3 seconds. Good as hell, Lizzo. Couldn't have said it quicker myself.
Well done.
And we still have a swap remaining. We're nearly halfway there. Let's go for song three. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Feels like I've been waiting for a lifetime.
Swap it. Oh, thank God.
That is a new one. I'm loving it at the moment, but it probably just needs a little bit more time to bed into people's minds.
Calvin Harris, Rag and Bowman, Lovers in a Past Life.
Good shout on the swap, I think,
I agree.
Charlene.
We're back to 18 seconds.
We are indeed back to 18, and let's go for a brand new song three with no swaps remaining. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Well, your love is worse than cigarettes. Even if I had
Emily.
It is unhealthy. Oh my God. Oh, Charlene. I really thought when you said Lizzo goes good as hell, I was like, we have a winner.
Yeah.
But that was an excellent start to the week, Charlene.
And we only played that song earlier this morning as well.
We did indeed.
Listen, bad for you, not good for you.
I know.
Charlene, it wasn't to be, but I hope you had fun and fair play to your kids. Did they help you at all, or what was the story?
No, we tried.
You did your best, guys.
You did your best. All right.
Listen, it sounds like you've got an amazing day planned. Chilling out, watching a movie, probably having a deadly curry later. Yeah. Happy bleeding days in your house and Scaries.
Happy day.
Thank you so much
for playing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Bye.
All right, we crack on again tomorrow for a Tuesday. I still think this week will be the week.
I still think this could be the week. I think that's actually how you got to come on and play, and I think Charlene did a good example of how you're supposed to come on and play. Come on and get, if you, as soon as you know that tune, say it as quick as you possibly can. Lizzo good as hell.
Very doable songs today as well, I think.
Man United fan, what was that win last week? That was a big deal there.
Liverpool.
Yeah. See?
That was not a Liverpool play right there, but this week we're going to have a Liverpool play.
Okay, nice one. 087 711 1038. Get in touch now. Send us over the word golden. Get on air tomorrow and take this holiday from us, please.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I want to give you an update on my dad's pen pal,
please.
Alex Mello. Okay, I told you about this a few weeks ago. I think it was when you were in Thailand, Emma, so you might know about this.
No, this is news to me. Who's Mr. Mello?
Mr. Mello has been sending my dad emails for quite some time now. Not because he knows him, but because he knows a Billy Bonner who's not my dad, yeah. Okay? The Billy Bonner Mello knows is not the Billy Bonner I know.
Right.
Betty bought a bit of better butter.
Yes. But the Mr. Mello doesn't know that that's not the right Billy Bonner.
No, it's like friends. He doesn't know that we know they know we know. So my dad has never replied to Alex Mello. But Alex Mello keeps sending my dad emails, okay? Generally, they were pretty like tame. It was just like, oh, I gave you a call. Give me a ring back whenever you can. Another time he sent a very detailed email about how he had like logged all the family photos of their ancestors and he was looking for them to send on photos. So I think Billy Bonner America and Alex Mello are related in some way.
Right.
Then a couple of weeks ago, my dad got quite a juicy email from Alex Mello. Okay. And I brought it to the show. Went like this. Very cryptic and confusing. It said, good morning, Bill. I'm feeling uncomfortable about our exchange yesterday. I think it was wrong of me to agree to accepting Mandy's favour, in inverted commas, without her input first. We put her in a position where she may not feel she can refuse. I don't see a way I can correct it either. If you haven't mentioned it to her yet, please don't, Alex.
Mr. Mello sounds like a nice guy.
Mr. Mello's very good at like wording
emails.
I'd
say he's quite a mello guy.
He's a diplomat, I think. But we all kind of speculated, what the hell was Mandy's favour? Then another email popped up, and this came on St. Patrick's Day. Mm. And it gave no more indication as to what the favour is, but was similarly wordy and a little juicy. Bill, I deeply appreciate what you and Mandy have done for my sister. It is extraordinarily generous and thoughtful of you. I also admire you for the creativity and diligence it has taken to achieve your lifestyle. It clearly expresses a lifetime commitment to excellence,
wow.
Alex.
Okay, they gave him some money.
Do you think?
Some money was changed hands, I think.
Do you think some money's been changed hands?
Dollar bills, y'all.
That is their lifestyle.
Yeah.
Very formal, even though I think they may be like some way related, okay?
Yeah. It's so funny that your dad has never just replied to this to shut it down.
Yeah. So my dad gets this email on St. Patrick's Day. He goes back through his emails and he realises the first email he got from Alex Mello was 10 years ago.
No. Oh my God.
What an oddball that my dad has just never replied.
That's so funny.
But also, it's
letting them come.
It's quite your dad to reply, because your dad's a little bit of a wind up. Like, I feel like he loves a little bit of a joke. I feel like he would have kept this going really, really well, but he hasn't said a word.
I know. So my mom had suggested that we reply and say, if it's yellow, let it mellow, which was kind of funny. But then when the email started getting a bit more serious, she thought maybe this wouldn't be a good idea. So on St. Patrick's Day, my dad sends a reply. He just says, hi, Alex. I think you need to check the email address as I think you are looking for a different Billy. Take care and happy St. Patrick's Day. Billy in Ireland.
Wow.
Okay. Oh my God, I love this.
That's awful though, because it's like I've been sending this email for 10 years.
Yeah. Can you imagine how red you'd go when you picked up Aisling's dad's Billy Bonner email and you go, oh, geez.
What made your dad finally decide to send the email?
I think it was the 10-year thing.
Fair.
He realised it's been going on for 10 years, okay? And maybe he was like, I think Billy in America should be getting these messages.
Yes.
We think they're American. Mello replies very strangely, okay? First he says, thank you, Bill in Ireland. I deeply appreciate you letting me know. Then he follows up with another email and it simply says, dot, 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 hook, line and sinker. I finally found someone as bizarre as I am.
Okay.
What?
Is he slagging your dad?
I don't know. Or is he still thinking my dad is Billy? And he spelled bizarre, B-A-Z-A-A-R, like Harper's Bazaar.
Okay.
Bazaar.
Very strange, right? So that was kind of left. That was a week ago. I said nothing until Gutubbin. Last night, new player enters the chat, right?
No.
Dottie Bonner. Dottie Bonner seemingly was CC'd on the initial email, okay? And she emailed my dad in reply to the other messages and just wrote in capital letters, send photos!
No. What is going on?
So the question is, should my dad send Dottie and Alex a selfie?
Yes is the answer. Yes is the only answer.
The only possible answer.
Isn't this so weird?
I just can't believe this.
Send photos could be confusion based on the ancestry, or could be...
This is true.
Or
but I think that was like 8 years ago.
Okay. Or it could be prove that you're not the Billy Bonner that we think you are.
It would be. Yeah,
do you know what? It sickens me to my core.
What?
That this content, that we, this content just lands on Aisling's lap.
Constantly.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Now, you know, obviously the show is very highbrow and we tend to talk about all things that are going on in the world, including the state of our political system here in Ireland.
Of course.
And it's been a very exciting week in the world of politics in Ireland, full of shock and change and sudden.
A lot of people come to us for the updates.
Of course, they do. You think, when I want political news and hard-hitting journalism, spin.
Yeah, that's exactly where I need
the
to
men
go.
And women on the ground.
Well, after Doja Cat.
I want to hear Doja Cat and politics.
So obviously last week, Leo Varadkar stepped down as Taoiseach and head of Fine Gael, and naturally straight away there was like a media storm about this. What's the story? Is there a scandal? Doesn't seem to be. Just seems like Leo's, I'm done, I'm out.
Yeah, he's finito, isn't he?
See you later. And sure, who's next to step up? Only Simon Harris.
Yeah,
and Simon.
Confirmed last night that he will be the next Taoiseach, and I think that will be officially planted after the Easter break, the Dáil's Easter break.
I think my favourite Simon Harris moment has got to be when he said that this is COVID-19, meaning we've had 18 more of them before COVID-19.
That was one of his best moments.
That was a good moment.
Yeah. Now, in fairness, I won't even get into what I think. Grant, right? That's not the point of the story, because obviously you are listening to Spin. So last week, when this all happened and the talk was that Simon was probably going to be, you know, our next Taoiseach, my housemate Emer said to me, Jesus, sitting in the kitchen like making a cup of tea, isn't it so funny that the next Taoiseach of the country follows you on Instagram?
What?
What you mean? Wait, does Simon Harris follow you on Instagram?
Yes, he does.
What?
No, he doesn't. I need to check this immediately.
Oh, God.
Simon, first of all, Simon Harris is on Instagram.
Yeah, that's also a huge revelation.
Simon
to
Harris
me.
TD following 443 people. Emma Nolan!
400!
He has 172,000 followers. He follows 443 people, and one of them is Emma Nolan.
That's so funny.
What in God's name have you been doing with Simon Harris?
Absolutely nada. I remember years ago when the follow came through one night, I was like, that's got to be a dud. And then I checked my Twitter and he followed me on Twitter as well.
Oh my God.
Wait, when was this?
A few years ago. Maybe he used
during
to
COVID, like, was it when he was like top dog?
Yeah.
What the hell?
My only guess is maybe he heard my radio show one day when he was isolating or something. I don't know. However, we need to use this to our benefit, all right?
100%.
We're talking about the next leader of the country. Looking at me Instagram stories.
You want to hit a friend in him now.
We've got an in now in the gov.
This is a big deal, right? So, I would like to create and get your head out of the bin a Simon Harris thirst trap.
Just pop in your store. Anyone else hate Sinn Féin?
Huh? Yeah.
No, what
I'm... Give me stray on.
Vote yes or vote no.
No, what I'm saying is, right, if I could actually have... I'd have this straight in my LinkedIn. Well, I got a DM from the Taoiseach, from the leader of
That's
Ireland.
That's great.
My aim now is to get a DM from Simon Harris.
Okay.
But I need a thirst trap to get him in. So I need your suggestions on this morning. What would make Simon Harris, say if it's an Instagram story and he goes, oh, well, I must reply to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
So when you say thirst trap, obviously famously a thirst trap is something to get people to reply to
like
them. But it's usually a sexy pic. So,
absolutely not a
you're
sexy
not,
pic.
So you're not thinking of like a Fine Gael bikini?
I'm definitely not thinking
That's not the vibe, no?
Oh, the fire emoji.
We could have one made up very simple, I'd say.
Oh my God.
Okay, I propose we start this today and we say we have to get a DM from Simon Harris by the end of the week. And if by Thursday nothing comes through, we launch the bikini.
Yes.
We absolutely will not do that. But I want your suggestions, okay? And again, head out of the bin when I'm talking thirst trap. What is the Simon Harris thirst trap that will get a DM for not just me, but for the show and the city by Thursday?
Okay, so we want basically a DM from Simon Harris for anything. So you need to put something up on your story that you think Simon Harris will respond to.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, right, I'm loving this.
Oh, my brain is going. This is exciting.
087-711-103. Get your voice notes in too, please. All right, you're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin this morning. I just told you something that has shocked the room, which is quite funny. Naturally, in case you've been not following, it looks like our new Taoiseach will be Simon Harris, okay? Leo stepped down last week. Simon's in, confirmed last night, official, like, in the role after the Easter break. And I was just saying to my housemate the other day, we were making a cup of tea, and she said, isn't it so funny that the next Taoiseach of the country, like, leader follows you on Instagram? And I was like, that is so funny. And
this is so mental.
Dave and Aisling were shocked by this news. But now that I'm in this position, maybe he'll do a big cleanup and, like, unfollow loads of people when he's fully in the role.
Yeah, there's a risk.
So this is my opportunity this week before the Easter break wraps up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
To try and get a DM from the Taoiseach. Like, that is a pretty big deal. And
oh, yeah,
something
that'd be going
that
straight
will probably
on my LinkedIn.
Never happen again in my lifetime. So, yeah. We're trying to create on the show a Simon Harris thirst trap. So, essentially, if you follow me on Instagram, maybe you don't, that's absolutely fine. But if you do and you see some wacky stuff on my Instagram story across this week, these will be thirst traps designed to try and get a reply from the Taoiseach Simon Harris.
Yeah.
Ruthless plug, it's Emma Nolan, triple underscore. I've no idea what you guys are going to make me put my Instagram story, but it'll be worth it when we get a DM.
I don't know how he found you with the triple underscore.
Well, that's true.
Above anything.
I was saying that we'd do like a kind of, I think the best thirst trap would be a Fine Gael bikini pick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we'll do that if we haven't got, we'll do that by the end of the week if we haven't got a reply from
him. Will we now?
This is a week long crusade we have decided, okay? And we've got a few ideas for what we could post on the Insta.
Right, let's go.
Okay, so my first thought was, if you just put up, it could be a black image, right? Black colour, and just have a writing on it. Looking to host the biggest game of Simon Says in Dublin. Does anyone want to host?
Brilliant.
There'll be loads of young people.
Very.
Impressionable young people looking to know who they'd vote for. You know what I mean?
Amazing.
So Simon Says game, who wants to host?
That's a really good idea. I mean,
I love it. Okay. I know Simon is from Greystones. I Googled that. So you could just put up a simple, anyone ever been to the Happy Pair in Greystones? Would you recommend? I think that might get him in.
Very nice. Very nice. Shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Another thing I was thinking of was a question box, like we just said, that he did famously say, and it was my favourite thing that Simon Harris ever said, was that he thought COVID-19 was called COVID-19 because there had been 18 of them in the past.
A classic Simon Harris
moment. Because it came about in 2019.
Exactly. Yeah. So I thought a fun question box would be, did anyone have any like misinterpretations of COVID-19? Laughy face emoji question box, and hopefully you'll get something there.
Yeah, okay.
This is kind of random, but it could be just like, I'm so quirky and random. Monday's thoughts. Wonder what the vending machine is like in Leinster House. Anyone know? I think he might come in with that.
That's a great one,
Aisling. Yeah.
One more I thought of was, how do you spell Taoiseach? And if you just put like T-E-E and then
shock.
Yeah. How do you spell Taoiseach? You will get a lot of responses from a lot of other people.
I love that.
But I'm hoping one of them will be Simon Harris. I think that'd be amazing.
Elaine just jumped in. Simon loves a good step challenge apparently on his Instagram.
Oh.
So Instagram
steps. And I love counting my steps, so maybe I could talk more about that.
Yeah,
that's good. Okay, my last one's kind of in the vein of Dave. I think you need to come on a video and just say, okay guys, let's settle it once and for all. Is it pronounced Fine Gael or Fine Gael? Does anybody know? I think he would
on
that.
All right, I think we need to make a decision, and I need to get this online shortly because you're only giving me a few days.
All right, you pick.
Oh, Jesus.
What's first?
Simon Says.
I think I want to go Simon Says. Yeah. So just black screen
black
and
screen
writing.
And looking to have the biggest game of Simon Says in Dublin.
Yeah.
Anyone want to host?
And I think as well it would be really funny because a lot of people say, some people wouldn't find that mad. They'd be like, oh sure, that's just probably something for spin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay, cool. I will get posting that before 10 o'clock this morning and I will update you across the week if I manage to get a DM from the Taoiseach.
Come on, Simon.
It's a very big
come
show.
Through.
My God.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Hello, good morning. 3 minutes after 9 on Monday, the 25th of March. Emma, Dave and Aisling with you on Spin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to a brand new week.
Now, I realise that Emily is our new newsreader.
Emily.
Yes. Welcome, Emily.
Emily is only in the door and I already have a massive bone to pick with her.
Oh, do you?
What kind of BS is this?
And a new study shows rain actually makes people happy. Molecules Boom. Released in the atmosphere called negative ions can have a positive impact on mental health.
Yeah, Boom. She got that one wrong.
That's wrong.
That's incorrect. She's incorrect. Actually shite at the news.
Emily, come on. You're not. There's not a chance you can tell me that when it rained. Like, I went out for a walk yesterday and it was raining and I was like, this is miserable.
Oh, no.
I think
no.
There's honestly so much sadness around at the moment because the weather has been so tripe.
Yeah,
maybe they surveyed people living in the Sahara Desert.
Maybe.
But they certainly didn't ask me or anyone Irish.
Can we all sum up what our reaction was when we heard that live a few minutes ago?
I said, oh, shut up.
I went, what?
I went, oh, shut the...
But nothing personal against Emily.
We love Emily. We love Emily.
But we hate her news.
We hate when she's wrong in the news.
No, we just hate when she gets things wrong.
Emily, we do love you, but awful news. That was a terrible news story.
Forget that now.
That was a terrible news
story. What kind of indie mag did you find that in?
I love interviewing people who are in drought. Yeah, they love it.
Yeah, literally. It's 4 minutes after nine. Good morning. You'll get this thing that keeps me
coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I have like my favourite social media is Twitter. I'm on it all the time. Like,
same.
I genuinely can't get away from it because it kind of has all the updates you need, especially for this show and things like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're on Twitter or if you use Twitter, but it's my favourite one just because there's just so much going on all the time.
I remember a friend of mine ages ago had a in his Twitter bio here just for the premise of memes because all the funny stuff you see online, most of it has come from Twitter.
Exactly, because it's so instant.
Yeah,
you know what
you
I mean?
Can kind of curate a good feed for yourself.
You can, definitely. But last year, a certain billionaire named Elon Musk decided to buy Twitter and name it X. And that wasn't the only change he made. He made a lot of changes that I don't think are for the better. Obviously, you've had the verification tick.
Yeah.
That now, instead of being a celebrity or a journalist or something like that or a news source, anyone can get a verification tick. Mm. And that's, I think, quite dangerous. We've seen a lot of fake news become apparent.
It's just like, I don't even look at the tick as anything anymore.
No, it's nothing.
Like,
it's
but even years ago, like, I used to work in a newsroom and if you're trying to confirm a source, you'd always say, like, you need three really, really reliable sources to confirm a story before you go with it.
Right.
Like, kind of a thing. At least three. And if you had a tick, it used to be a sense of, okay, that's the official Sky News page.
Yeah.
That's one, or that's the Irish Times official. Whereas anyone could do that now and just
anyone
throw a tick
can.
Beside it.
And the thing about the verification is because you can pay for it now, a lot of people do, and I think that's weird if you pay for a verification tick, but like each to their own. I don't know what you're doing it for, maybe to get less ads. But the main thing about the verification tick is when you respond to something like a celebrity or something, your tweet will go to the very, very top. So they will see your verified tweets.
This makes a lot more sense.
Do you know what I mean? So that's what's happening.
Yeah, because I'm seeing a lot of crappy replies to things.
Exactly.
That, like,
so it's getting priority with a tick.
Yeah.
And what I've also noticed is if a Twitter account tweets like a video that I find interesting, I'm like, oh, I want to see what people think of this video.
Mm-hmm.
But it actually, in fact, when you go to the comments or go to see what the latest tweets are about this tweet, it's just pure other accounts with ticks sending other videos being like, but look, this is also cool.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I want to see what people think of this original tweet. But the other thing is that bots have become insane, and bots with the verified blue tick. So for example, I'm going to read out some responses to random tweets that I'm like, these are fake, they're not real people. So the tweet was from Popgrave. We all love Popgrave. It's just like kind of a showbiz site. And they said Joker 2 will include at least 15 covers of very well known songs, Variety reports, right? And you're thinking, okay, interesting. Ooh. I wonder what songs, you know. And all the responses, all bots, and it's bizarre. Someone said, an intriguing twist for Joker 2. Someone said, good development, man. Someone said, I can never be poor. Don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Michael says, I hope it's going to be worth it. Zaga says, very eclectic direction.
Oh, no, this is so annoying.
Michaela said, excited for that at Popcrave. Mr. TJ said, Joker 2 is going to be a nice movie. People will really enjoy watching it. And I'm like, these are not real people. And people don't talk like this on Twitter.
Why? What is the value of having these fake accounts replying to things. I don't get it.
It's for, I suppose it's kind of for baiting to get responses, to get followers, and for you to get money for views on your own tweets.
Okay.
But like, that's, but they're all bot accounts. They all just AI reply. Yeah, do you know what I mean? So I was having a look at other tweets, and this one, I just literally was like, I must find another example on this. Refresh Twitter. Pop Bass is another showbiz thing. And they said, Deeper Well by Casey Musgraves debuts at number 2 on the Billboard 200 with 97,000 units, right? And I was like, grand, that's the fine tweet. I'll have a look at the responses to that. And you have the usual of, she kind of ate this, you know, from Margaret. And you're like, what? I don't think Margaret's going to be, any Margaret's going to be saying she kind of ate this.
Ate this, yeah.
Then you've had Bill saying Queen. I'm like, I don't think Bill is going to be saying Queen. But then you have other responses. You have like the rockets emoji and things like that. I never doubted this album. It has a lot of great songs. And then praying for a blessed day for everyone reading this. Casey Musgraves rocks. Like, what in God's name are you doing? Other tweets are just like, interesting, flames emoji. Someone says, this was the weirdest one. I know it's hard, but one day you'll be able to overcome the addiction of reading comments. I know you're reading this too.
Ooh.
What are you doing?
Ah, I don't like that.
Yeah, someone just said, it's to know. I don't know what that means. Obviously, AI is having a little bit of a mayo on that one.
God.
Wow, I listened to her song.
Cool.
We're talking about an album here.
Yeah.
Wow, I listened to her song. Beautiful. Someone said, I need more details, please. Emmanuel, that's massive. Cool. I am sick to death of this. It is doing my absolute head in. Make it go back to what it normally was, please, because it's just ruining it. It's just AI, it's just bots, and I don't know what's real anymore.
I know, it's so hard. It's not so good. Hard. And I just don't know how he's getting away with that.
And I'm just thinking of just, you know what, I might just get rid of it until another billionaire buys it and ruins it in a different way.
Maybe ruins it back to that it was.
I was kind of hoping that Threads would take off in a way, because I know Mark Zuckerberg realized that Musk bought Twitter and was like, oh, he's kind of ruined it. Yeah. I'm going to set up my own thing and set up Threads, and no one uses it.
No, and it's a shame, actually, because I'd love Threads to just take off and say goodbye to Twitter. I actually swear to God, because you know me, I'm also like you, Dave. It's my go-to, like, out of all social medias, it's my go-to. And I spent so much time on it over the last few weeks with all the conspiracy theories going around that I was like, you need to delete this app and take a break. And I can't.
No.
I'm hooked on Twitter. It's ridiculous.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Taylor Swift and Cruel Summer on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Morning.
Speaking of Taylor Swift, I'm going to come out with a statement and say that if Taylor Swift was a video game character, it seems that she has just unlocked a new superpower. This is according to research done by a university in California, okay? They've been studying the seismic signals created by music fans at concerts.
Okay.
And they took one particular Taylor Swift concert in Seattle that was like on last year when she was in America. And they've studied it and they found that Taylor Swift's fans have created tremors that registered on earthquake detectors 9 kilometres away from the venue.
That's insane. So just from like jumping and stuff like that.
Yeah, literally from the like motion in the stadium. And they concluded that based on the maximum strength of shaking, the strongest tremor was equivalent to a magnitude 2 earthquake.
Wow.
Now, magnitude 2 is obviously low.
Would you feel a magnitude 2?
I'd say if you were like in the epicentre of it.
Yeah.
They also did say that like when an earthquake hits, like the tremors happen in a matter of seconds, whereas in the concert the tremors are like spaced out over like a several minutes of a certain song.
I wonder would like the speakers and stuff be adding to that as well. Do you mean like with the bass and the songs and stuff like that?
But I think you can conclude that the Taylor Swift gig caused a mini earthquake.
Magnitude 2 is the smallest earthquakes we can feel. Now they'll just be like small wobbles.
There'd be
nothing to like destroy anything.
It's not like in the movies where you're climbing onto the desk for a bit
not
of protection.
Not at all. It was maybe just like a little pen on the floor.
Gotcha. But if I felt a small wobble, I'd be telling people
about it. What do you mean? I'd be like, what do you mean
apparently,
the floor is wobbling?
Apparently there was one in Wexford like a couple of years ago. There was like a full-on earthquake in Wexford.
And up in Leitrim.
Yeah.
There was one recently in Leitrim as well. And Taylor Swift wasn't even here.
She definitely wasn't here.
No, she wasn't.
How are you feeling one on Wexford or in Leitrim and you're not feeling all around the country? Like, we have a small country.
Yeah.
The Wexford earthquake was 2.2.
Right, okay, so there we go.
Good.
But like, that's talked about. Like, people in Wexford still talk about
that. And Leitrim was destroyed.
Let me find Leitrim.
To be fair, it wasn't great before. So
if you're a business in Dublin, batten down the hatches in come June because there's three gigs coming. In the study, they found that the jumping up and down was the motion that kind of caused the greatest tremors.
Wow.
And they analysed the concert per song. and they could find the songs that cause the greatest like motion.
Oh my God, that's so interesting. Now you really have me hooked in. Yeah. What are the songs?
It must be an old school one.
Two songs came out on top as causing the strongest vibrations. Can you guess?
Shake It Off has to be in there.
I think the Marry You.
Love Story?
That one. Yeah.
Love Story. Yeah, all right, here's one.
It's so funny because it's not really one that you like go crazy dancing to either. So yeah, but
I think can't you imagine just jumping?
Like I'm jumping now.
I would jump to that one.
Yeah, like I think it's also the fact that you don't like that's kind of an older tune as well. So like when she plays the old school stuff, it's like
Exactly.
Yeah, fair.
And the second song, the most earthquaking song by Taylor Swift.
Two days.
Look at us.
Very good.
That makes sense, yeah.
So Shake It Off registered 0.85 magnitude tremors. You know what? That means.
You know who I'm sad for this morning that I didn't think I'd be thinking about?
Who?
Labyrinth literally had a song called I'm Predicting It.
It's great.
Yeah. And there was never a sign.
Not a tremor in sight.
Not a tremor in sight.
Do you know what? I'm sorry. I'm slightly worried for the city of Dublin and the island of Ireland over Taylor Swift weekend because on the Friday...
Yeah, I know this.
Taylor Swift is playing Friday, Saturday, Sunday in the Aviva. On the Friday, Shania Twain is playing in Malahide. Then at the weekend, Taylor Swift is on and also Longitude is on.
Oh, yikes.
And also, I'm apparently going to a gig that thing as well, the Saw Doctors. So there we go.
Oh my God. Is the county of Dublin going to like crack off and break?
I think it's
going to
break away and just sail away.
We're doing our own Brexit type vibe, aren't we? This is a game where I give you a category. You name as many things in that category as possible without using a certain vowel. And that is why it is called Vowelless.
Dun, dun, dun.
You only have 10 seconds on the clock. I asked you to qualify for this game. You had to give me car brands without using the letter O. And a lot of people did that, to be fair. I didn't think there'd be this much, but there was.
Yeah. Give me an idea. What are we talking?
We're talking Mazda, Nissan, BMW, Renault, Mitsubishi, Mercedes, Audi, McLaren, Ferrari. Loads of them.
McLaren? What the hell is a McLaren?
You don't know what McLaren is?
No, it sounds like a chemist.
It does actually. McLaren's McLaren. Yeah.
They're even a Formula One team. They're very big cars. Like
wow.
Yeah. So on to play. We've got three people on to play who can get the highest score.
All right, Anita's up first. Hello.
Good.
Okay, Anita, you're on to play Vowelless. So we've got 10 seconds on the clock. Don't panic. Name us as many clothes garments as you can without using A.
Jumpers.
Keep going.
Trousers.
Yeah.
Skirt.
Yeah.
Oh.
Tights. Right. Kind of on the buzzer there. That's all right. So you could have given me... Yeah. Tie, shirt, jumper. You mentioned trousers, shoes, heels, gloves. A really good attempt. Fair play to you. Got a score of 3.
Nice one, Anita.
Timer.
A very good score.
It's locked in, Anita.
Cheers, hon.
Lovely.
Bye.
Hello.
Thank you.
See you later, Anita. Now we also have Jenny standing by. Hello, Jenny.
Hi.
Jenny, you're on to play Vowelless. I'm going to give you a category and you're not allowed to use a certain letter of the alphabet. All make sense?
Yeah.
All right, 10 seconds on the clock. Without using the letter O, name me boys' names.
Pat, Ben, Jake, Luke, David,
Oh, very good. What was that first one?
Was it Pat?
Pat, P-A-T.
Ah, very good. I thought you said fact. I was like, okay. You got 5, Jenny. Very good score.
That was very good, Jenny. Well done.
Nice one, Jenny. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. That was really good. And I loved how, Jenny, you could tell once you got going on it, it just started coming.
So score of 6 needed to win today. Yeah. That's quite high.
Shauna, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
Good.
You're on the move, Shauna. We're doing 2 things at once. It's all good. We're playing Vowelless. I'm going to give you a category. You got to name things in that category without using a certain vowel. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Shauna, name me rooms in the house that don't use the letter A.
Kitchen.
Boom.
Living room.
Yes.
Yes.
Dining room.
Yes.
Bedroom was a bit late. We did get three: kitchen, living room, dining room. I was gonna do it without an O, and I was like, "That's true.
That's way too hard."
I was trying to name all the car brands without O, and I had about nine. I was like,
"Oh, really?
Very good, very good." Shauna, it's score three. Not too bad at all. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Talk to you later.
See you later.
All right, good Jenny's to on top today.
Yeah, congratulations to her. Good to have Vowless back.
That's good to have Vowless back.
We'll play again tomorrow.
All is right in the world.
Let's do that.
We'll do that again around this time on tomorrow's show.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.